At Brother Russell House on Mulgrave Street in Limerick, they provide supported accommodation for people with intellectual, physical and sensory disabilities also experiencing homelessness. On site these days, you'll find a wooden building constructed to house the Art Therapy Studio, a dedicated space for residents to engage with art and creativity. Culture Files' Quaylen McNamara went to see the Art Cabin in action and meet some of those running and using the facilities.
You?
My name is Eugene Turner.
Oh yeah, here we're going to roll her again, I'd say, right?
I'm the project manager for the Brother Stephen Russell House. Brother Russell House is one of the oldest homeless projects in the city. It started in the mid-70s. It also was part of the Simon community at that time. It's now a home for life for the clients who are here. Those who have a history of long-term homeless, people with disabilities, people with severe mental health difficulties as well. The art cabin came about because we always had art classes within the building, but we used one of the apartments in order to hold the classes. So to have that specific building in place was immense for the clients. You know, they had their own space to work out of, gave them a sense of ownership as well. And again, common with that is the level of creativity that they gained out of it. It was very therapeutic for them. And you could see it in the way that they would communicate as well after all classes.
That's awful. You're not doing a bad job, you know, man. Sounds like a good job, Dave.
It's a bad job.
No, you're all good.
Perfect.
Yeah. You're so modest, man.
Tim Noonan, art teacher. I come down with Richie. He's my fellow art teacher. We come into Novus, into this specifically made cabin for the art. So this was donated to Novus just to make art in. And that's what we do. I think we just open the doors and people come by, and it's a drop-in session. There's no formal structure. People can drop in, they can come down. They don't have to make art. We can just have the chat. We can just be nice and friendly and relaxed. And it's a good space for that. And we do make art. We make lots of art. We do the printing. As we see on the prints today, Richard was making prints. We do ceramic, we do drawing, we do painting, anything anybody wants to do. So it's just unlocking that creativity in people. I think that's the essence of it.
Where are we going to put these up for now? Will we put them over there?
I invested in a few pins.
Oh, yeah. So we're sticking them up, let's go to dry. Very good.
Go for Dave. Yeah. And then I get another sheet there for you as well, okay? Yeah.
My name is Richie Hennifan, and we kind of rotate Fridays and come together the odd Friday. And again, like, look, it's a space that was donated by Cook Medical, and it's like a little community that's started here. Like, and it's, do you know what it is? It's like, it's just 2 hours, and it's 2 hours on a Friday right at the end of the week. It's just bliss. It's good crack. It's good fun. Good conversation. Bit of creativity going. And yeah, kind of the juices get flowing, and yeah, we create some lovely art and have some good conversations, made some good friends over the last
year and a half. Yeah.
Yeah.
My name is David. I'm originally from Fermanagh, County Limerick, but I'm residing here in Brother Stephen Russell House, Mulgrave Street. I unfortunately became homeless there 6 years ago, trying to access as much service as I could, and it was difficult. Novus came to my aid. God bless them, they're excellent. Unfortunately, I got into a serious car crash where I acquired a brain injury to my front temporal lobe. This shed, it was just built there in the last year and a half or so. Then we have one of these wonderful gentlemen who are art teachers, and I said, when I got told that the art was starting, I said immediately I'd love to get into it, so. The teachers, they're like family. They're so close and honest and open, you know, they make you feel at ease. And they're brilliant, brilliant support, brilliant, honest to God. That's it, not just about the art, like. So we have a cup of tea, we go for a smoke or whatever, you know, it's just, yeah. And it's a really, it's a calm, meditating, you know, it's just perfect. For like a couple of hours every week, you know, just to get away from it all, you know.
There were board art teachers up in Moyross and Tunes of Folks Ireland and HSE and Armwork Knows as well. But more of this is so badly needed right across the city. It's like there, because look, we're in the middle of a homeless crisis and we've got people accessing emergency accommodation, and that's all well and good. But like, you know, people need something to do. They need this, they need sport. They need art, they need music, they need that, like, and they deserve to have at the very least access to it. They need more of this, and there is plenty of people to do it, like, you know.
Just people struggling for accommodation and stuff like that. As well as sport, it's a brilliant activity, and from babies to old age pensioners, etc., no matter, you know, where you come from, who you are after, just it's life, you know. It's a breath of fresh air.
Voices from Brother Russell House on Mulgrave Street in Limerick there. Quaylen McNamara was the reporter. And Novus, the charity that runs Brother Russell House, is having a fundraising Christmas sleepout on Saturday the 7th of December in Limerick City. Novus.ie for details on how you can help.